Mardi Gras may be fun, but it is not necessarily cheap fun. And is it the same as throwing money in the street? We'll take a look today at who pays and who benefits. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have another Moon Pie Minute.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
All the fun, frivolity, fellowship, and misrule of Mardi Gras isn't free. Many of those who don't care for Mardi Gras suggest instead of throwing all that money away, it should be given to the poor. Often missed is how big a business Mardi Gras is along the whole Gulf Coast. Mardi Gras is big business for many. Costume makers, float builders, dressmakers, caterers, bartenders, scenery makers, invitation printers, florists, and artists don't work for free. Who pays these people? Members of the Mystic Societies. Dues paid by the members of the societies pay for the party. And tourists enjoying Alabama's biggest party spend money on hotels, food, and beverages. Taxpayers do pay for additional police to keep parade goers safe and for public works employees to clean the streets after each parade. Parading societies paid for a study of the dollars and cents of Mardi Gras a few years ago. The study showed the taxman makes $20 million off public Mardi Gras. Check out FMTalk1065.com for podcast and parade routes.
You'll laugh.
I'm Randy Brown,
and this you'll be entertained.
Moon Pie Minute.
And you'll even learn something.
So what is this thing called good soil? We teach class about it.
It's a gardening show with something for all of us.
Rose, I am listening. You got a question about camellias.
Yes, it's just a quick question of...
Jim, how are you?
I wanted to ask a related question to soils.
Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast with Bill Finch, Executive Director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Sunday morning at 9, informing and entertaining you for 2 hours, only on FM Talk 106.5.